Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Drop in today for your delicious $8 coffee and cake special.
The trailer for Michael Bay's new Netflix movie Six Underground, starring Ryan Reynolds, has dropped. And as you'd expect, it delivers a lot of action. The movie sees Reynolds leading an elite group of operatives who faked their own deaths to live out their action hero dreams and take out the bad guys. Six Underground hits Netflix December 13.
What if I told you I know what happens when you die? You become a ghost.
No more criminal records.
No more office parties. No stupid weddings.
The best part of being dead
is the freedom.
Not policies or politics.
We answer to no one.
You can take out some truly evil people.
We stuck at the stairwell.
Guys, I got a bad idea.
Don't have bad ideas.
I have good ideas.
Speaking of Netflix, Aussie subscribers are about to be stung. From today, Netflix will raise the price of their premium subscription plans from $17.99 to $19.99, but have left the cost of their basic and standard plans as they are. Existing premium subscribers will see the price increase come through on their bills in the coming weeks.
Now, I am a premium subscriber, so that means my Netflix is going up an extra $2. What should I do? But it does mean that you can view them on four platforms, and with lots of kids in the house, $20 a month's not too bad, is it?
Write it off on tax.
Yeah, I guess so. A new trailer for the Johnny Cash documentary The Gift dropped yesterday, along with the announcement that the film will be heading to YouTube Originals on November 11. The trailer mixes archival footage and photos of Cash with interviews and excerpts from friends and musicians.
He had a message, and his message was the truth about being alive in this world.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. Hear this rain coming, it's rolling around the bend.
I felt like I was born to perform, born to sing.
It was time for something with a new spirit and a new mood to take over.
If you look at the set list of Folsom Prison, the song showed the struggles that were happening in the world, what he went through in his life.
Johnny's music was a combination of sin and salvation. Saturday night, Sunday morning. Sunday morning was about repenting for the fun you had on Saturday night.
I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for the gift.
Channel 7 has axed long-running current affairs show Sunday Night. The announcement that the Melissa Doyle-fronted show will no longer run following average ratings comes as Channel 7 gets a new CEO in James Warburton. 7's head of news and current affairs, Craig McPherson, confirmed that the program would not continue in 2020.
I wonder what they'll replace it with.
Some new talent show, no doubt. Big Brother.
Wow, you've called it, because Gretel Colleen's back on the scene.
There you go.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.